How much longer? Jake murmured.
I don't know. I thought he might be gone before you got here. Even if you ran.
I did, once I got to the grassy part.
But as you see,
he fights hard, Susanna said.
And that this was the only thing left for her to take pride in made Jake cold.
My man fights hard. Mayhap he still has a word to say.
10.
And so he did. 5 endless minutes after Jake had slipped into the bedroom, Eddie's eyes opened.
Sue, he said. Susie.
She leaned close, still holding his hands, smiling into his face, all her concentration fiercely narrowed. And with an effort Jake wouldn't have believed possible, Eddie freed one of his hands, swung it a little to the right, and grasped the tight kinks of her curls. If the weight of his arm pulled at the roots and hurt her, she showed no sign. The smile that bloomed on her mouth was joyous, welcoming, perhaps even sensuous.
Eddie, welcome back.
Don't bullshit. A bullshitter, he whispered. I'm going, sweetheart. Not coming.
That's just plain silly.
Hush,
he whispered, and she did. The hand caught in her hair pulled. She brought her face to his willingly and kissed his living lips one last time.
I will wait for you, he said,
forcing each word out with immense effort. Jake saw beads of sweat surface on his skin, the dying body's last message to the living world. And that was when the boy's heart finally understood what his head had known for hours. He began to cry.